Christian Craig, up and down day for you, but congrats on the win. And obviously, Colt made it all the way back onto a podium, but you made up some points and everything else. I guess I didn't see you in the main event, man. I wasn't there. They didn't show you on TV, but good job.
Yeah, I mean, it was a crazy day behind the scenes. Start off with practice. It was from practice one on, it was just I felt a little off. I couldn't figure out the lines, and I just couldn't really find a flow. Mm-hmm. Was struggling all day, and then in one of the practices, I couldn't get my bike started. Yep. Actually missed that whole one. So even in the heat race, I was misjudging everything and just trying to figure out the track still. So by the time the main came, it was I was just like, all right, well, here we go. Let's give it our all and see where we go. And got off to a good start. And I was just, you know, either way, I was just going to, if I started behind Cole or in front of Cole, I was just going to do whatever I could to either pressure him or get away. And, unfortunately, he went down, but it helped out on my end. And I was able to spurt away pretty quick when he went down. And I broke away.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I think I had a pretty big lead at one point. And
yep.
Those lappers got crazy towards the end, and I just kind of rode it in. But, yeah, I mean, it felt good to. It, especially like after that day, after a day like that, I was just like, geez, all right.
Well, you're losing points to Colt, and then he catches and passes you in a heat race. And you explained what you were up to, but mentally that's all a tough deal. You know, you're just
gosh. Yeah. Yeah. Especially like, cause how it started off this series, like, man, it was all so good. And I was qualifying up front. I was winning heat races, and when he, you know, passed me and pretty much checked out, man, I was frustrated with myself, but I had to just tell myself, you know, just have a clear head and move on to the main event and forget about it and just ride like I know how to, and, you know, let the rest play out. You never know what could happen as long as I just put myself in a good position, you know?
Yeah. Ultimately, look, you want to win a championship. There's no doubt about that, but this has been a successful year already for you. This has been a massive comeback for you. Race wins now. You know what I mean? Like, you got to be stoked on everything a little bit. Obviously, you want to win, you know, but...
No, it's been a successful season so far. I mean, my best season to date, and it's way past due, I'd say. You know, it's like, this is where I should have been a long time ago, but, you know, this is how the cards played out, and, I mean, we'll see how it goes, but I'm in the title hunt, and we got three races left, so you never know what could happen.
It's not these guys' fault that there's no depth in the class. They're trying their hardest, but what's it like with the lappers? What's it like with some of these guys?
Yeah, I mean, after the third round and how bad it was, we just have to expect it now. It is crazy, especially when you're getting to the top 10, and these guys are battling for top 10s, and I respect that. You know, they are so pumped to get a top 10, and the last thing they want to do is slow up and let me by. But man, it's when I mean, we saw in the 450 main, freaking Barcia lost a podium because of it. Yep. You know, it's like, it's crazy. I think it's just but I'm happy that at round one, when the lineup was stacked. It was stacked. I was able to come out on top, so that gives me more confidence than knowing, you know, when it is little down like this that you know, I beat the best when it was at round one. So
do we blame Jericho for the missing the practice session? How do we put this all in Jericho?
Man, he was sweating. It was 2 degrees outside, and he was sweating. So
dude,
Paige had to give him a bottle of water, and they went to work. Luckily, like, it was after the first ones, we had 2 hours to change stuff out, and it wasn't like you know they were racing to get it done. But you know, he works hard, and he keeps me positive. So I'm pumped on him.
I wasn't there, as we talked about, but I didn't think this track was very good. High lap times, which I liked. I liked the fact that you guys didn't do 30 laps.
Yeah.
But it looked tough, man. I don't know. It didn't look like it flowed very well and tight.
And it was like super tight. And then as soon as I saw these whoops, I'm just like, are you kidding me? Like, we have yet to get a real set of whoops.
Yeah.
And I actually watched the last time they were at Orlando, I think it was 7-7.
Oh, seven,
I was watching it today. I'm just like, I wanted to see how it was, and it looks hard packed and more like realistic supercross. So I'm hoping that we get out of these, this softer dirt and where it breaks down, and hopefully we can have some real whoops, because I think that's where I'm going to shine.
Yeah, I hope so too. Definitely, it adds to the racing. It makes it more exciting. But some of these guys in the 250 class might have issues with them if they get real big for guys like you. But You know, what are you going to do? All right, man. Hey, thanks for the time. I appreciate it. Good job. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. See ya. Bye.